Is there a small kind of fish you want to use?
Minnow?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What kind of worms would you use?
Well, they got two or three different kind of worms. One of them is they call earthworm, the long worm. Then they got another they call little hairy worm. But I don't know what you call him, though.
I don't want to see one of those.
Then you get your minnows out. I think you use your minnows more for catching your bigger fish.
Mm-hmm.
But like you throw down freshwater fish, I think you mostly use worms and maybe shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you call the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it?
Armadillo.
Okay. Anything else that's like that that lives in the water?
Turtle.
Okay.
Okay.
What'd you describe an armadillo for me?
Armadillo with a hard shell, little head,
yeah,
and a little tail and short legs.
Yeah, yeah.
People eat them.
No kidding. You ever had one?
No. Mm-mm. Armadillo, they say they're good. You bake them. Barbecue them. You can barbecue them.
Yeah.
Say they're real tasty.
Huh.
Armadillo, and possums, and coons, and turtles. That's the same kind of turtle you can eat.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not, you know, that's not my speed there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call something that looks like a turtle and lives on dry land?
Looks like a turtle living on dry land.
Yeah.
Tapping?
Okay. What do you call the little kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams and it's got claws and you turn over rocks and comes and swim away backwards?
Oh, crawfish.
Yeah. I love them. We used to fish for those with pieces of bacon.
Yeah, we used to. When I was a kid in Lockhart, but I never do it here, there used to be some creeks used to run down behind the school, and we'd go down there in the summertime.
Yeah.
And springtime, and turn rocks over and catch some crawfish.
Yeah.
Sometimes you catch a pretty good size one there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can remember there used to be a swimming pool where I learned to swim, except it was like part of the lake, you know, that was roped off, and we were always catching them there.
Uh-huh.
Except we called them crawdads.
Yeah, crawdads, crawfish. Well, that's why our swimming place was in a creek.
Yeah.
And we'd bank up one end of it, and on one end we'd have a lot of rocks.
Yeah.
And then them crawfish would be around under them rocks there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call a kind of insect that flies around the light and it tries to fly into it, and then when you grab it, powder comes off your hands?
A bat?
Smaller. This is an insect.
Little thing. There's camouflage.
Okay. Anything else you might call it?
That's camouflage. Then there's another we used to call lightning bugs.
Well, what do they do?
Well, they fly around and the tail of them lights up.
Yeah.
Like a light go off and on.
Uh-huh.
We used to call them lightning bugs. You see them in the summertime.
Yeah. What do you call the kind of insect that eats holes in your wool clothes if you're not careful?
Moths.
Okay. Two of them you call moths, and one of them you call, just the singular would be...
Moth, what do you call it?
Okay, just...
Moth, what do you call them? Moths?
That's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a kind of insect that flies around at night and bites? Sometimes they carry malaria. Makes a little
mosquito.
Okay. And let's see.
We got some bad mosquitoes down in this section.
Well, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Texas-sized ones.
Yeah.
I've seen them.